I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell Matt, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell Matt.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right?
You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What's up, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight's show is going to be fucking bananas. Like, you would not believe. It's going to be super-duper crazy. We're going to talk about how you spent your Memorial Day weekend. I know everybody is curious to see how I spent mine. Man, oh, God, like, really? I don't have no nice things to say about my fucking weekend. And the topic of tonight is going to be, how important is oral sex to you? And I just got hit on my BBM, and one of my contacts is going to call in and let us hear him smash a friend. So, I'm kind of excited about that. Then I have my crazy-ass co-host, Dahlia. And then tonight we have a special guest host, Terrence, Live by Terrence. He's another blog talk radio show host. And actually, we've been following each other. And how we met is he was talking to me. And some angry bitch seen my picture and had something to say. I guess she was mad because she couldn't do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, if they're a fucking problem, like, shit, you looking at me. I'm not looking at you. So it kind of, like, escalated from there or whatever. So, you know, it wasn't like no biggie. It's just funny. And he was like, nah, it wasn't me. I don't got nothing to do with that. So, you know, we promote each other and everything like that. So we're going to bring him on too. And we're just going to be talking shit, having fun, playing music. And y'all know I got to play my boo song, my A's is Up remix with Computer featuring Dragon. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead. I don't know who is who. Dahlia hasn't hit the one to come in yet. So I'm going to bring in 706, and the last four is 8217, and we're going to get this motherfucker started. Hello?
Yo, this is the Ruler T from the Live by Terrence show.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you? How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm all right. I'm a little hot about what happened over the weekend, but, you know, it's all good. I'm going to put that on my co-host, Dahlia. It's her fucking fault I'm bringing her in now. It's her fault that I had a fucked up weekend.
Oh, man.
I mean, the one thing that I can say is I got a lot of dick. I mean, does that make sense? I did fuck a lot this weekend, but that was it. And then, you know, basically I had to just let the person know that I no longer will be swinging that way anymore because it's just not, he's not compatible. He's a sweetheart, but I just feel like I'm too much for him. So.
Yeah, bitch, yeah. What did we talk about?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, first off, let me talk about my weekend, okay? You were supposed to call me, and if we want to go back to the other show, we can. You were supposed to call me. I was supposed to hear you smash, and all I get was a little voice note. No, I'm highly upset.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, I wasn't allowed to get my phone because people ain't about that life.
Apparently not, because I was waiting. I was like, okay, you know, it's getting kind of late. I'm getting a little sleepy. I'm trying to hit something tonight. So, all right, I'm going to just hit something and go to sleep.
Okay.
Got my hopes up.
I mean, my thing is, like, so many dudes, like, if they had the opportunity to spend the whole weekend with me, I'm sure they would have a mug. I would, like, as soon as they picked me up from the front door of my crib, they would have had an itinerary for my ass. You feel me?
Yeah, especially if y'all already talked about shit and then you get there and y'all don't do nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, it was probably a bunch of shit going on over the weekend and y'all didn't do nothing, like, I mean, it's good you got dick down and all, but, like, a part of going out, you know, like, the best part of going out is coming home knowing you're going to get fucked. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I do.
And I mean, and so then it's like, this is how I came up with the topic today, because it was like after I told him that we could just be good friends and stuff like that, and there was no excitement with him, and I require excitement in my life, he was like, you know, that's cool with him. He would rather see me happy with the next dude and get the excitement that I'm looking for, and he wished that he could have got popped off. My thing is, like, not everybody can handle the head. You feel me? So, you kind of know, like the first time that we was driving, and, you know, I teased him, and I did the little lollipop thing or whatever, you know, put the dick in his mouth or whatever. It's just like, nah, I'm good. Like, I never went that way anymore. It's just, we fuck. And then it's like, nah, because
I mean, for the most part, you give head, you know what I'm saying? You don't give them the felony head because niggas go crazy and shit. But you give him something, but for you to not give him head, like, what? That's crazy to me. Like, what? Like, what? I mean, okay, the last couple of shows, like, you was really feeling this dude and shit, and, like, he had you, like, open and shit, and now it's just, like, this one weekend?
No, he had me open because to the point where, okay, I know that if I fuck him,
you'd be satisfied.
Comes right back up. It's not like
a
work.
It's just the boringness that you can't deal with.
Yeah, the sex is good, but I require much more than sex. What am I gonna do?
You do? What? You do?
So you want some excitement outside the bedroom too, right?
Yeah, okay, Terrence, prime example. If you had me for the weekend all to yourself, what would you do?
Well, you know, we'll go out to eat.
You
know, we'll go out for dinner or something, and then, you know, suggest, hey, you know, let's hit this nightclub or something. I would like to do more than just sit in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot to do. Especially if you drive in, like, an hour, 2 hours away to, you know what I'm saying, to spend the weekend with somebody. I could see if you were spending one night, then it'd be like, okay, well, it's kind of late, ain't really shit to do right now. But it was a whole weekend, Memorial weekend. Y'all could have fucking went to a pool or something and just swam or whatever, you know, had a couple drinks at the pool.
And I'm going to say, friend, I am yearning to show some, I need to show off my head skills because I've been holding back. I have the footage. Okay, remember when I squirted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I made a video of that. So, Angel was the first guy that I ever messed with that had a dick piercing, right? So, I recorded, like, me, he recorded me giving him head, but I know how my fans are. They're real critical because Angel is not a big dude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if I put that up there, they is really going to clown him, and he's a sweet dude. It's not his fault God didn't give him a big dick, but he knew how to use it.
Right.
So, I am yearning to make a 2012 head video. Really, I am.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Yes, ball play and all. It's a little something on my chin, like, really?
What the fuck?
Like, fuck my mouth, please. I'm begging you. Take that. Like, you know what? I swear, the switchboard is so lit up tonight because I get everybody want to talk about how important oral sex is to them. So, before I start taking calls and everything, it's like, me personally, if ever in my presence and stuff like that, like, when I write my blog, I give y'all motherfuckers so many hints on how to handle your fucking business so I don't talk shit about you on my show or talk
mm-hmm.
about you on my blog.
And that's the thing.
If you can't read, you need to find a person to read the shit to you.
Because that's the thing. Like, so many people, like, it's been a couple dudes that, you know, you've been involved with and everything like that, and none of them are still around. And the fact that you pretty much, you're a fucking open book, you know what I'm saying? Like, you tell motherfuckers you need to be consistent, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to be consistent. Like, and the fact that it seemed like none of them are even trying, like, hard enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
I intimidate them. So my thing is, if I intimidate you, after I fuck you, guess what? I'm going to smut you out and slut you out.
You the hoe.
Oh. I'm a very open hoe. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you, like, look, I'm going to smash and I'm going to keep it moving.
Don't let your friend be fine. She going to fuck him up, too.
I'm just saying. Terrence, is that wrong because you're a man? Is that wrong for a female to do that?
Well, not really, because, you know, I kind of like that approach. You know, just tell people what you want. And then, you know, then you just go ahead on about the business.
Okay.
So I agree with you on that.
Because you got
people out here with wasted time or whatever, or stranger alone, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And then at the end, you catch them doing something or whatever. But, you know, if you be direct with them, just tell them what you expect and what you want, and, you know, everything be all
and
right.
And I think that's where a lot of shit fail. Like, motherfuckers want people to, like, read them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the type of person. Like, I like a guy to keep me guessing, But when it turns into, like, okay, motherfucker, this is a game. Like, I'm not about to be reading your mind. Tell me what the fuck you want. Tell me what you got to say. Otherwise, I'm going to be on my way. Like, I really don't have time for that. I'm not a mind reader. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit gets annoying. That's very annoying. I mean, it's a difference from, you know, keeping somebody guessing and keeping someone on their toes to just playing games and not really knowing what you want. And I think at the beginning and at the end of every day, you need to know what you want before you can start looking for somebody. Because most people don't even know what they want. So, shit, how you expect to find somebody and you don't know what the fuck you want?
Well, it's official. I'm not looking to settle down with a motherfucker, all right? All I want from y'all is to blow my back out. And if you can't do that, guess what? The next day on ChocolateCityRadio.com on the Chocolate City sex talk topics or whatever, I'm talking shit about you. So bring your A-plus platinum/titanium game to the table or don't even fucking come to the table at all. How about that?
Oh, well.
I'm so fine on that one.
I mean, shit, it's really nothing I can disagree with.
And then, so dude, like, y'all got to put in more work when it comes to turning on a female. It's because your dick is hard and you humping her in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Out foreplay.
Yeah, that don't mean you got my pussy wet. You need to work. And then you be trying to force it in. Nigga, I'm not even wet yet. You ain't even
did
shit.
When you go down.
You ain't about to put it in, and I ain't feeling it. Just because your dick was hard 3 hours ago.
But that shit hurt, though. You try to put in some dry pussy.
But
I mean, I didn't say I was dry. I'm never dry. But I was.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just not as wet as I can be. I'm not dripping like a faucet just yet.
Oh, yeah. I get what you were saying.
I'm just teasing.
Okay, now we have, okay, I'm going to bring this call in because I got hella calls. But remember I told you somebody was calling in so we could hear him smash a girl? Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt, Tootie. Oh, I love shit like that. That gets me in the mood. And
oh, God.
It does. Like,
so if this gets you in the mood, are you going to call somebody up or are you just going to go pick out one of your toys?
Man, I'm all, like, after this weekend, I'm kind of turned off from dick right now.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. So the only phone calls a man can get from me is to either suck my titties or eat my pussy. That's it.
I'm not about to have somebody drive way to my house just to suck my titties.
That's a waste of gas. No, you're not coming to the crib. You're not coming to the crib. They can meet me at the corner. They can meet me in the park.
What?
Because that's some jump-off shit right there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Daddy, I want you to suck my titties on the corner.
Yeah.
Meet me on the corner of
Fifth and L. I'll have to beat up for that one.
Yeah,
I'd be mad sitting on the corner. Motherfucker. It better not rain.
You got to realize, for me, whatever a motherfucker can get, he will accept. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, if I tell him, meet me at the corner, and you gonna hop in the back seat of the truck, then that's what the fuck he gonna do. Never get a phone call.
Let's go for a little ride.
hey, we in a recession, shoot. We'll take anything right now.
Recession, please. Bitches throwing out free pussy every day. How are we in a recession?
Oh, God. You know
we on a recession of good women, but it's some ratchet hoes out there. I don't know what's dumber, selling your pussy or giving the shit away for free.
I mean, so it's like, you know, if I do give it one more try, you know, I have a prospect or whatever, and I think it was maybe that person's fault this weekend because in order for me to have a couple of orgasms, it was his face that I was visualizing. So,
I'm not fooling with you. I'm not in this. I am definitely not in this. I have nothing to say on that.
I'm keeping it honest. So, I'm going to bring her properly and see if she's taking any fucking requests, like, you know, kick in the ass, or can I hear her suck your dick or something? I just, like,
nah. You need to have, like, a friend that will test the dick out for you and then give it to you.
My taste and somebody else's taste is different, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's true.
I like
to her it might be good, and to you it might be whack.
Yeah, and then she might be like, oh, he ate me real good, but he didn't lick her ass. You gotta lick my ass, I'm sorry.
I can't do it. I don't know how I would look at you the next day.
That's what the man is for. You know?
I know. That's why I'm like, I can't. You know how I feel about that.
Scope, peroxide, Listerine, and peroxide toothpaste, clean all that shit up. Ain't that right, Karen?
Oh, yes.
Don't come sit at my dinner table with no ass on your face.
You got to clean it up. Like, for real. So, all right, let's bring in the guy. We're going to bring in Mr. Magic Coffee. And see, Mr. Magic Coffee, he got this Click Cream, right? And I used it before. I used it a couple of times. And females, like, if your dude ain't really hitting on shit in the bedroom, this cream will help him out. It will help you to come. That shit makes your...
What?
It's hot, right? When you put it on, it warms up the coochie, right? So this, when he sticks the dick in the pussy, oh my God, yo, I'm telling you, that shit...
It's sensational.
That shit is good. That shit is like, oh, man, it's about as good as a Marie Callender's apple pie, and that's my shit. Then, start pushing the dick in and out, and you look down, and you see it, it's like, it's like a thick, if it's like thick girth to it, it's some length, and it's like, oh my God, then that cream starts kicking in, and then he starts humping you faster and harder, and then you, that's when you grab the ass cheeks and bring him closer, and you be like, you better fuck me, motherfucker. Then that cream...
As I'm rubbing my nipples.
And then it's like, so good. So, like, that cream is hella, hella, hella good. So, okay, so, where the hell his co-host go? Shit. Hold on. I lost it. She got called back in. So, Hurt, are you there?
Yeah.
7676, you're on the line now.
646. Oh. What? Did I miss something?
I don't know what that was.
No.
Wow.
She was telling him the pussy ain't going nowhere. Y'all got to listen to the sound.
It sounded like a man trying to sound like a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't hear no ass smacking.
Baby. Oh, you sound like a little puppy.
He fucking a puppy? What?
No!
I'm just kidding.
Tell him what I'm doing to you, baby.
Eating my pussy.
What?
How good is he eating it? I don't hear no flopping noises.
I know, right?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, that's right, baby. Eat that pussy, baby.
Is that dressy?
Yes.
Put your dick in your mouth. Let them hear you suck my dick. There you go. Put that dick in your mouth. You like that shit, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
You like that shit?
Bitch! I like it.
You like sucking daddy's dick?
Yes, daddy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking. Get that dick nice and hard so I can fuck the shit out of you. Let them listen. You want that dick up in there? Yeah.
It ain't deep enough that she can answer.
Chuck, this is what I do.
Make her choke.
Right.
Choke her.
Stuttering.
I ain't I'm gonna choke if she's sucking my dick. Let her do her thing. Let her do her motherfucking thing. Come on, bitch. Get that. Come on. Come on. Come on. Suck that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Free bitch. You my free bitch? You my free bitch?
Yeah, daddy.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Josh, she was listening to you talk about making a video. Right. She's going to send you a video.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I need that.
Yeah. I got the right one right here, boy. My fine little freak bitch. Down for whatever. Ain't
okay,
that right,
you need me down for some dick, fucker.
Yes. From the back.
Get ass.
And you got to smack the ass.
Oh, I do that anyway.
In choker. So,
smack your ass, choke, all that.
Grab a half.
Yep.
All that. And now I'm eating her ass.
You're eating her ass?
Calm
oh,
what I'm
shit.
Doing, baby.
Licking my ass.
Dude,
I guess
you gotta
send me that video
so you
can
get your
screaming
on
top of the
log. I'm about to bring in your co-host. Damn!
Trying to break my dick.
Fuck me like you hate me, baby.
Well, fuck you like I hate you, woman. Fuck you like I just met you.
Damn. I gotta put that in my book there. Slap that shit, man.
Bitch.
Name is not going nowhere.
Shut the fuck up and take the dick. One more from the dick, take the dick. My pussy.
Yes.
Stick your thumb in her butt.
Yeah, you gotta grab it like a six pack. like a six pack of beer, you know. You carry that thumb up a little bit, you grab that six pack of beer.
You so foolish.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I come up with some crazy stuff.
See, if I was fucking on the show, y'all wouldn't hear nothing but ass smacking. Chuck, you know, like when his pelvis is just like smacking on your ass and your ass is making all that noise and wiggling around and shit. Chuck, you didn't get one of your toys, did you?
No.
Chuck over there like, fuck.
That shit.
Shit.
Give me that shit.
Don't I always give it to you?
Don't come on me.
Yeah.
Don't come for me, bitch.
Yes.
Come for me.
I want you to come for me. I want you to
come for
now.
Come for me. Come for them motherfuckers listening on the radio. Show them how nasty you are, baby.
Hey, this is on the radio. Just start making me come.
You like that? You like that? Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that shit.
Yeah, get. Get her the hum or soon.
Give me that shit. Shut the fuck up. Take this. Give me that shit.
There you go.
You fucking bitch. You fucking bitch.
Got aggressive then. What I'm talking about.
Yeah. Let it go. Give it to me, you fucking bitch.
Be like your own, man.
You alright? Yeah. Alright, Chuck, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Alright!
Give it to me.
Announcement. Yo, any motherfucker listening, thinking about doing some shit like that to me, I swear, I will fucking punch you in your shit.
Me too.
You call me a bitch, I'm gonna punch you in your shit. Like, real.
Don't call me a bitch unless I tell you to call me a bitch.
Oh, I'm Stacy. What's up, girl?
Hey, I lost my voice over the weekend. It's really great to be on the air with you.
Hey,
Ruler T, it's your co-host. I know it doesn't sound like me. Man, I don't know if I can follow that act, y'all. You know what, though? Y'all were talking about being up front and saying how it is, so you know what I mean? And that's not intimidating. That's how it should be. And, you know, that girl on the phone, she needed to take that a step further. She needed to keep him down there. He wasn't eating no pussy. He was grazing.
Okay.
He could not wait to carry him.
He was gnawing on that shit.
Take the time, gentlemen. I'll let you know, harder, softer, left, right, you know.
I just shove your face in it, hell.
Yeah, he was supposed to make that. He was supposed to make it rain. He just made it rain a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
so he can walk his dog
thing.
Inside.
Yeah, you know, wet's one thing, but swollen's another, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You get me swollen, you can stick it in me all night long. So, Karen, I don't hear you giving up much personal information there, Ruler T, my co-host.
It's coming soon.
You know what? I got to say, I tried to call in earlier because I got to call you out on this one, Ruler T. I got to call you out. But, you know,
uh-oh.
If you had a whole weekend, and this is not the dating game, we ain't talking about going out to the club and going out to dinner. That ain't what they're talking about. I'm calling you on it.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I give you a point.
Yeah, so get down to the dirty, baby. Get down to the dirty.
Ruler T needs to come to North Carolina and let me see how he do.
Well, I wouldn't know, but my guess would be I think y'all have a great weekend.
If he can make me sweat, we'll have an awesome weekend.
There you go. Well, ladies, I'm going to keep listening, man, but as you can tell, I lost my voice over the weekend. So I'm going to go. I think y'all got to press on the Ruler T there, man. He's got to answer that question before y'all are done. I'm listening. Great show, girls. Ruler T, I'll see you on the air tomorrow night, live by Terrence.
All righty. You take care.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. I got you back on hold. I didn't hang up. Now, Mr. Magic Coffee with that super superb Magic Click Cream. Now, this is how much I believe in this cream. Last year, on my birthday, I was at Freaky Ziggy's restaurant. I shot a commercial about this coochie cream. Kids were in the building. Titty was hanging out my dress. I was fucked. But it works. And he has a new product for all you ratchet ass ladies that got loose pussies. Y'all need to hear about that new
product. Loose
goose. Yes, to tighten up your shit. I don't need it because my shit is natural. But for those of you that have had 5 or 6 kids or y'all are community property, meaning the whole housing project has fucked you and you ain't got no fucking walls. Listen to what Stan has to say. Hi, Craig.
What's up, Chop? What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Man, baby, you know me. I'm blessed by the best, too sexy to be stressed, worth my weight in flawless diamonds, and sexy as a motherfucker.
Or with that bald head and them nice lips, them big skin. Never got a chance to see what stink looked like, but hey, you are in the city.
That was an invitation, by the way.
Hey, I already know. Definitely already know. how's everybody else on the line doing tonight?
I'm good.
Doing good, man. Doing good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good, homie. You know what I'm saying? Just over here, you know, making ways to be super rich. I just bitch helping people have better sex. So.
So, here's a question for you. After hearing Hertz and his bitch, what advice or what kind of sexual tips would you give them to make that better?
I'm just saying. I mean, the thing is like this. You're just using bitch too much. I mean, realistically, I mean, it's nothing wrong with you know, doing a heat of passion if you got it going on. And, you know, instead of calling her a bitch, he's going to be like, you my nasty bitch or something like that. You know, just something.
Mm-hmm.
Like just bitch. That's just something like, bitch, give me my food. You know what I'm saying? That's like just. But,
bitch,
you know, like,
said no tomato.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you be like, listen, you're my nasty bitch. Yes, yes, you are. You know, and just give it to her, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know where he was eating pussy or he must have been, like, playing with it or something because
he,
I mean, it was just horrible. I was just like, oh, God, I can't wait till it was over. You know what I'm saying? It was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely, it was like you hear some, I guess, teenagers, you know, we all in the room with each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, you and your boy got two girls in the room, and y'all looking at them fuck. It's like, oh, God. Mm-mm. Yeah, but, I just don't know, bro. Mm-mm.
And I didn't hear her slurping.
Nah. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear no slurping, and I didn't hear, like, you know, if you fucking, you usually hear ass smacking and shit like that. He was smacking her ass, but... I don't know, was he not going deep or what? It depends on how long the dick is. It depends on how long the tool is.
Because sometimes you can't pull it out and go back in, because if you come out too far, you just out. So
but they just started fucking. So if she was wet enough, you know what I mean?
I think it was just too quick between them saying he went from eating pussy to sucking the dick and then fucking. Like, come on, bro. You know, you got to stay on something for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should have had her leg shaking or something, her stuttering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really,
it seemed like she was more so getting mad over anything.
Yeah.
He wasn't eating pussy.
I mean, but at the same time, it didn't seem like it was a first time fucking, so she know how he fucked. Yeah, I would be mad, but I wouldn't be calling in no radio show.
I mean, my thing is, I think he wasn't no quick pumper dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fast one. Oh, fuck
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
he's trying to strike oil on the first strike.
Yeah.
You got to dig a little bit.
That's right. We call them the 2-minute Tonys out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hey, Chuck,
that's all the time. That's all the time when the 2-minute drill does not work.
No doubt about that, man. I think you need to get some more recruits for. And say, look, you know, I haven't really tuned in your show for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so consumed with all the stuff I got going on. But tonight, I said, you know what? Because you tuned into my show like last week or a couple weeks ago or whatever, so I definitely got to show you some love.
I appreciate it. But see, that was like some shit that I just got a message on my BBM. And I'm like, oh, shit. But, you know, I can't expect everybody to be professional fuckers like me or professional fucker like me. So, you know.
I mean, but to me, it seemed like, I mean, I don't know, like, fucking is not hard. Like, I don't understand how people cannot know how to fuck.
It's a lot of people out there. Because, And this is what I find with men. It's like men, some men, not all men, so don't get mad at me, guys. A lot of y'all can't stick with one stroke. Y'all always got to switch it up. You want to be like a little jackhammer. Do you want to go slow, this, that, and the third? Follow the bitch's lead. You know what I'm saying?
See,
follow the chick's lead. Follow your hoe lead. Follow your woman's lead, wife lead, whatever. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all pussy. Follow her lead.
Yeah. See, this is my suggestion, and I want all the fellas to listen to this real quick. All right, ladies, y'all hold that, Beth. Fellas, this is what you do. All right. First of all, men, you have to be honest with yourself and your lady at first. Honest with yourself first about your ability. Then what you need to find out is exactly what it is that she likes. Because what happens is we men try to use the same technique on every woman that we have ever done it with from the exact same time that we started having sex from when we were kids. Or, you know, teenagers or whatever. So you try to make some improvements here and there, but every woman hits the spots a little bit different. Man, you have to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be the same all the damn time. You got to be willing to get your technique right. Look for new things to do. Look for new exciting things to do. That's why a lot of people have problems in their relationships as far as when it comes to sex, because they keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again without making any kind of improvements, without switching up. Without switching up and doing something different. Life is about being better. Imagine Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods, all these great people in the world of sports, trying to do the exact same thing that they did from the time they first started playing basketball or golf. They would suck. They wouldn't be the greatest ever. You have to strive to be better in life. So the thing is, are you going to attempt to be better? Because and women, y'all need to tell these men that they suck in the bed, and don't be afraid to hurt a man's ego. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to do that. Don't assume that he will get mad. But women, y'all have to talk too, because y'all women don't tell these men that they are not as good as they think they are. Real talk. Y'all don't.
Yeah.
So it's y'all fault too for being the enablers in your sexual relationship. And men and women need to talk more and be honest with each other about what their desires are sexually. We just think we just cool. The only time we talk about sex is when we first start getting together. And then when we start having it, we don't talk about it no more. That's crazy.
I'm
telling you, that's crazy. And so the thing is, in order for you to be the best at what you do, you know what I'm saying? You have to strive to want to be the best. Either you know what I'm saying? Either you're going to be at the party or you're going to throw the party. Which one are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Most people are just at the damn party. Very few folks are throwing the party. Now, sisters like Chop Mommy, she throwing the party, fellas. That's why when you come to Chop, you better be ready. You know what I'm saying? And ask her what it is that she wants. Ask her is what she likes. And then you work around that. That's what you do. You'll say, fellas, and then the thing is, fellas, stop trying to damn beat all the damn pussy up all the time. Sometimes it ain't nothing wrong with a little slow, long dick stroke to get it right. I'm just saying. Word up.
I just had an epiphany.
Yeah, no doubt.
Church.
Word up.
I always tell everybody change is good, but you know, you don't want to keep doing the same thing. Repetition gets old in that case.
And that's what we heard with that couple on the phone. It's the repetition. Like, let's switch up. Oh, let me eat a little bit. Now you give me some hair real quick for 2-3 minutes, for a minute and a half. Now I'm going to go to the backside, and I'm going to call you bitch every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bitch. Like, come on, dude, really? Because the thing is, most men, you don't never know this. Women, I don't care if it's your mama, your sister, your auntie, your cousin, your wife, your girlfriend, has that one guy that laid it down right that they never forget, ever.
Mm-hmm.
They could be damn 94. They never forget that guy, ever, the way he laid it down. So men have to strive to be that guy every time for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's y'all don't get me started up here tonight, what? You're that kind of nice.
Preach, man. Preach. I'm sitting in the congregation, man. I'm listening.
Right.
I'm saying.
Better,
I mean,
let
it's
him
real,
know.
Man. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
You speaking some real shit, man.
Yeah.
Preach,
I mean,
man.
And I feel like when you're in a relationship, like a lot of people, you know, they get in that comfort zone and then they know each other's spots because they do the same shit every time.
So their sex time, it shrivels, and it's only, you know, maybe like 30-minute sex, when in the beginning, you know, it was like hours long. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, each time me and my dude, we fuck, you know, like, I ask him, you know, what was on point tonight? What could have been better? How could it have been better? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie to y'all. In the beginning, like, I wasn't into, like, that sloppy-ass head, like, spitting on a dick. And I was just like, that's weird to me. I mean, my mouth is already wet. Like, what? But he was like, you know, I really like it. So, I mean, I started doing it. And now I'm a fucking pro at that shit. Like, now I spit on the dick regularly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let him face fuck the fuck out of me. Like, at first I'm like, you know, face fucking gagging on it? That's so ugly. I don't want to gag on your dick. You know what I mean? I was like a little, you know, I was a prissy dick sucker. I ain't going to lie to y'all. But now I get downright nasty with it, and I'm not stopping till I swallow our kids.
You know why? You know why you did that? Because he was honest with you and told you exactly it is what he wanted, you know what I'm saying, what mm-hmm. he desired and what he liked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. People say the two biggest problems in relationship are sex and money. That's true. But the one thing that links them all is communication. There's a lack of communication about the sex, then you're going to have sex problems. You know what I'm saying? There's a lack of communication about the money, then you're going to have money issues in the relationship. So I always implore men and women to continuously talk about their desires and their needs with each other. You know what I'm saying? Men, what women want is very important. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to dang nibble on the clit. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, lick it slow, don't always try to lick it fast. Sometimes she want to be damn hammer fucked. Sometimes, fellas, she want it slow, nice and slow. And because the thing is, she ain't had it nice and slow in a long time. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to keep damn trying to beat the brake dust off every time? Like, good God. You can't do that, bro. Your cardiovascular can't keep up.
And I want to speak on the communication part. You know, just don't listen to the words what the person's saying. Also, you look at it nonverbal communication. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to look at both of them. And, you know, some people look at one and don't look at the other, you know. And, you know, if you try to balance that out and, you know, look at what they're doing and what they're saying to see if it's, you know, it's adding up together, then, you know, you can work off of that too.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I would like to piggyback on the communication is key, because it's like, for me, I tell people, because a lot of times before I just go ahead and just fuck with you, if I know I'm going to keep you around a little bit, we're going to talk. I want you to know the things that I like, the things mm-hmm. that turn me on. So when we do get together, you know what the fuck you need to do. It's like me. It's like you being hired for a job and you go over orientation and you got that handbook. You know what I'm saying? So by us having countless conversations before we smash, it's like that's the handbook to me and Chica. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, once we get into it and you're not handling your business appropriately, sometimes the first time is always kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? It could be a nervous thing, sinking in or whatever. So then, you know, I might not be like as critical as I would be had it be like the second or the third time. But it's like it comes to the point where I'm just like, all right, motherfucker, look, we done had this discussion. I done told you what the fuck I like. I done told you what the fuck I want. Now it's time for me to just say fuck it, then I'm gonna smut you out. If I
mm-hmm.
get on top of you and I ride you and I nut and I get the fuck up and I get in the shower, it's pretty much over, meaning you don't got no words for me or I don't got no words for you and you're done. Your replacement will be on the way tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I gave you ample opportunity, ample time to get your shit together. And it's like so many men feel like, oh, I can handle you, I can do this, I can do this. Communication and being consistent and being different. I'm going to forever stay single until y'all motherfuckers learn how to wow me. And if I got to tell mm-hmm. you how to fucking wow me, I can wow my own self.
That's true. And I'm going to put it like this.
Wow.
I don't talk to my 10-month-old twice, let alone a grown motherfucker. I'm going to say what I say once, and after that, if you don't take heed to what I'm saying, that's it. That's just the type of person I am. You got one time. Second time, ain't shit else you can say or do.
Mm. Wow. So you only give them two strikes. You don't give them three. You're done.
I mean, I feel like I'm a very open person. I tell people how I feel, like, regardless of the situation. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I'm going to be upfront with you, what's the point of being upfront if you're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand if I was giving you some just unruly-ass information. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to rob a bank. I'm just asking you to do something simple. So if you can't do that, then, you know, I'm not going to put my time into you. A motherfucker only got to tell me something once, especially if it's my man and I care about him and love him. When my nigga told me he wanted me to spit on his dick, I didn't ask no questions. I spit, and I did what the fuck I had to do. I ain't turned back then. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it just depends. How willing are you to please that person? How willing are you? I mean, if it was another nigga that I really didn't give a fuck about, then, I mean, I'm not into it. So, whatever. Find somebody else who would do it. But this is my man. So, I'm going to please him. If I don't, it'll be another bitch out there who do.
Exactly.
And
that's the one thing. So see, you made a good ass comment, and Chalk, you made a good statement too. It's about having someone that's willing to listen. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, most people, they don't like to listen. They'll hear what you got to say. Man, fuck that shit. I ain't listen. No. Realistically, when it comes down to sex, to the raw essence of the sexual healing art of sex, that's very important to our lives. You know what I'm saying? We're sexual beings. That's one of the things we were created for. So the thing is, men and women listen to what your mate is saying, your husband, your wife, your boo, your cut buddy, listen to what they're saying, what they really want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you have to be willing to put your pride and your ego inside and say, you know what? It's just not about me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's about making them happy and pleasing them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the thing is, if they're happy in this situation, you know what I'm saying, then that's going to make the whole situation a lot better between the two. Try, ladies and gentlemen, for one time to put yourself aside and think about your mate for a second in the bedroom and see how it works.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm more so a pleaser. Like, I will suck his dick for hours, but when it comes to eating me, you can eat me for a little bit. I mean, you know, it's a requirement, but not, you know, a long, long time. I'm the type of person, like, as soon as you make me come that way, which it never takes him long to make me come, honestly, I say maybe 3 minutes tops.
Oh.
I know, yeah. Ooh. So, and then after that, it's straight poundage. Straight pounded. You gotta.
No.
I mean, I told you, Chuck, you know, you gotta flip me over and fuck me from behind hard as a motherfucker. If you ain't leaving handprints on my ass, you're not fucking me hard enough. Like, I mean, I like, and don't get me wrong, like, I like rough sex, but like you said, you know, every once in a while, slow it down. We'll slow it down for about a couple seconds and then speed that shit right back up.
Because it's like, when you're making love, it's good, but, like, men, y'all are not going to be able to relate to this because y'all are not a woman. It's like, we can't relate to it when y'all are coming. But, Talia, you know, like, when we're getting there, it's like, I should just open up, and it's like, we just can't get enough. So,
yes.
Like, sitting there, making love, slow stroking, that shit ain't going to work. That's the best thing you can do to a woman. Me,
yes.
Slow stroke me when I'm coming, I'm going to smack the shit out of you. And I'm going to make you do what the fuck you supposed to.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Like, a problem with my ex. Like, he would be eating me. And, you know, like, when there's a certain spot you want them to hit, you kind of grab their head and move it that way. He kept moving the other way. Motherfucker, I'm moving your head a certain way because that's where I want you to be. Why are you rejecting that? You just pissed me off. That's an easy way for you to get kneed in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't eat this shit right. This dude now, I don't even have to do shit. I just lay back, relax, and next thing I know, I'm shaking, having convulsions and shit. That's what I like. I don't have to tell a motherfucker too many times. I mean, in this case, my babe. But,
and that's
I mean, you know.
Like, okay, right here on my BlackBerry, Mr. Don Calypso, he was saying
heard Mr. Magic Coffee talking about honesty in the bedroom, but many women, especially Black American women, refuse to teach a man how to please them. It's not that we refuse, like, to teach them, but me, I feel like at a certain age, when you step into a bedroom to have adult relationships, you should already know, like, the key points to please a woman. Now, if all women...
See, right there, you make it a gross assumption that that person knows. Some people don't know. Some people don't know. You know what I'm saying? See, that's like you going into a new you know what I'm saying, a new money making situation, and you know how to make money on this other end. But now this situation is a little bit different. So the thing is, they can't automatically assume that, oh man, Chops, you know how to do it this way, because you don't. You got to learn, and it's about, yo, listen, okay, let's talk about it. Because if they ain't doing it right, you be like, yo, hold on, man, this ain't right. This is how I like it, because everybody is different.
But you know what? Another thing that comes, it depends on how the person comes into the situation. Because a lot of men come in prideful, smug, and just like whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if a person comes to me and is like, you know what, Chop? Look, like, I'm not really sure how to please you, because I studied you or I listened to you, and, you know, I know it's certain things that you like, but I'm not sure if I can hit that mark. So would you be willing, or if they just came to the bedroom being straight, honest, instead of like, yo, I got this shit, I'm about to whatever, whoop-de-woo, wah-wah-wah. But honesty and disclosure is so key. My thing is, you come up to me and you be like, yo, look, I only fucked 5 bitches in my life, and, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing. How could I not? Like, you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to ruin this boy's life forever. Come on, I'm going to show you. So then it's like when he goes to the next chick, he's going to be like, yo, I fucked with this girl. She told me this, that, and the third. Let me try this and see how it works. But a lot of guys won't come to you and be honest. They just always talking shit. Or, I got a big dick. The last bitch I fucked. Okay, well, the last bitch you fucked ain't me. And sometimes you pay for the pussy. The bitch gonna tell you what she wants you. She gonna tell you what you want to hear anyway, because you paid for those comments.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
You step into the bedroom with me. It's all about how you came at me. It's all about the communication that we had, and it's all about your confidence level when you stepped into the room. Because if you come in there overconfident, I'm already knowing I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm already knowing, because you're not going to be able to last. You're going to come quick. You're going to ruin it, because I'm going to excite you. Because I'm going to give you too much foreplay, so when you stick the dick in, you're going to come quick. Because I teased you too long.
That's right.
A lot of foreplay don't do nothing but fuck it up. It's like it prolongs shit. Like, you fucking with a dude, and he getting close to it, and you pull back, and the nut got to go back down. Then you do it again. You got him all hot and bothered. So when he gets up in your pussy, guess what? He's going to come quick as fuck, and you're going to be mad because you wanted to sit there and keep playing head games, or you wanted to keep making him eat your pussy and make him stroke his dick and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
And you shortchanged yourself.
Yep, that's true.
And a guy told me that. He was like, fuck the foreplay. Okay, give me 5 minutes of foreplay, and I'm going to give you 20 to 30 minutes of fucking. And I can give you 20 to 30 minutes of foreplay and 5 minutes of fucking. What the fuck I look like?
I definitely agree.
And that's the real shit. I mean, okay, give me some foreplay. Okay, suck my titties or make my pussy wet. Lick it. And stick it. And stick it and stick it and stick it. Then roll me over. Push my face down in the covers. Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck. Remember that?
I mean, this is what I always tell a woman. When you're giving your man head, when you're done and he gets up, the sheets need to be in his ass. That's how good you need to give your man head.
No, that's right. Damn. I just had a vision.
I know. I was thinking about it all day.
Made me jump real quick. Oh, shit.
I mean, like, Chuck, I don't know. Okay,
that.
Is it just me? Like, Chuck, you know, like, how if he's hitting it from behind, you know how, like, you look down and you see your cum dripping from maybe his balls? Does that turn you on?
Not really.
No?
No. Because then it makes me think about that song from CB4, Sweat on My Balls.
I'm just fooling with you. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah. Oh my
I'm
God.
Too through.
Audit.
I'm
oh
done.
My God. Wow.
Done.
Oh my God. That boss said Sweat on My Balls. Wow, not CB4.
Chris Rock somewhere rolling right now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Right.
I think what turns me on the most is when you can see the enter and the exit, like when they're going in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when you can see that, to me that shit is like hella good. And I'm a person with mirror play. I like the mirrors. I actually like the mirrors on the ceiling because then you can just see him going in and out. You see them little ass cheeks flexing, and then you can take and your hands and put one hand on one cheek, one hand on the other, and just spread it apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and then that shit is just. Oh, I told you I'm an exhibitionist. I like to see performances. Like,
Yeah. See, like what I did, like what we did is, like when I'm riding like reverse cowgirl or whatever, like sometimes I'll tell him to record it. That way I can see what he sees. You know what I'm saying? So I can put myself in his position, like, okay, if I was him, what would I want to see her doing? You know what I'm saying? That way I can perform better. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just riding it, you know, what else can I do, you know, to possibly turn him on while I am riding it? You know what I'm saying? Maybe do some ass tricks. I've learned some ass tricks. And
ass tricks like what? Elaborate on that part. I'm taking notes.
Like, you know, making them jump. Certain directions they go in, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta, I guess, how can I put this? I'm trying to think of a good way to explain it so y'all can visualize it.
No, you know what? You know, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I love the way the ass jiggle, you know, off the dick and everything. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you get it to go side to side or, you know, up and down.
Exactly. And just, you know, even spinning around on it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to use levels. A lot of people just go straight up and down. No, try going sideways. Try going in circles. You know what I mean? Like, if you're riding him, you know, and you're on top and y'all are facing each other, instead of getting off and then getting back on in a different position, spin around on that shit. Helicopter that shit. Like, what are you getting off for, you know? I think, like, just finding new ways to do things, like, it adds so much excitement.
Yeah, actually, it does. Like, I tell everybody, like, if you go out of town and you're at a hotel and it has a balcony, fuck on
the
balcony.
Oh, right there.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Fuck on the balcony.
Yeah, oh, my God. Man. Man, you
it's
know, you
nice
know,
hotel, and it's
this
nice
is the beach,
there, fuck on the toilet.
Ooh,
you know
yes.
what I'm saying? Fuck outside in the hallway when it's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when you know people ain't coming, or go on the stairwell. Like, fuck right there. Or,
how about ice and
fuck on the stairwell, reverse cowgirl.
Or
yeah.
when. You don't feel like getting a hotel room, just stop in the parking lot of a hotel.
Stop in a Walmart parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Or one of my all-time favorites, riding down I-95, cruise control with my legs strolled up when I had my Suburban getting ate out. That is like one of the best feelings. Or stop at a truck stop and pull in between two trucks and leave the lights on, the interior lights, and get it in.
No, this is what you do. You go to, like, an empty garage. You go all the way to the top. You tell that motherfucker to go 90, and you suck his dick all the way down. And if y'all hit something, that's y'all lives. I don't think you could give him the felony head at this point in time, because you want to make it back home, but make it good, you know?
You know what?
Make him throw his shit in the wrong gear.
I'm about to retire the felony head because motherfuckers don't know how to act, and I haven't found anybody worthy of giving them the A game. So I'm just going to give them some good-ass, low, sloppy head or something, because, like, honestly, it's like, this is the kind of man that I need in my life, because he has to be open to sharing the spotlight and sharing certain things with his life. You know what I'm saying? So some people tell me I need to date a person that's in the industry because they're used to this or whatever, right? But he has to understand that people are curious about my bedroom life. And it's not like they have to see my bedroom life every day or anything like that. But
right.
Motherfuckers want to make sure he can handle the pussy. You know what I'm saying? And make sure he's taking care of Chica properly. Because if not, there are plenty of people that will replace him. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of men get, like, intimidated because it's like, I have, like, stamina out of this world, longevity out of this world. I always outlast them, but I'm okay with that. I make exceptions. I give passes or whatever. So it's like, my thing is, men, I want to record. I want to call into my show, and I want to share you pleasing me with my fans, because you're one of a few that could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're intimidated by what I do, then don't fucking try to step to me and feel like you want to wipe me up or tie me the fuck down when you can't deal with everything that goes on. And then it's like, if you feel a little shaken about your sex life, then you need to step up your game before you try to fuck me anyway, because I'm one of them bitches, like, I show out, and I turn out. And if you can't handle either one of those things, then you need to go fuck the girl next door, the bitch down the block, or the bitch on the other side of town.
Yep. I agree. You can't just... Mm-mm. I think a lot of... a lot of women, they wait for their man to initiate sex or... I mean, me personally, I feel like when you're in a relationship, you know kind of when it is that your man is wanting. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'll just, like, surprise him. You know, he'll be asleep, had a long day at work, whatever, taking a nap, or just sleep for the night. You know, I'll give him head. You know what I'm saying? Do I have to? No, I could just lay down and go to sleep. We'll wake up in the morning and everything will be good. But that's what he's expecting. So sometimes do the unexpected and do something that, you know, he's not expecting. It makes it that much more adventurous and that much more spontaneous. Spontaneity has a lot to do with it, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just, like we talked about earlier, keep doing the same shit over and over. If you know you always start sex off in a certain position, try it a different way. Do some new shit, even if you look stupid. Let me tell you, I've hurt wrists, I've hurt ankles, I fell on my fucking head, I got poked in the eye with a dick trying some new shit. But you know what? Yes, poked in the eye, don't judge me. But you know what? He was a happy-ass man.
Hey, but you know what also works, too? You know what also works? Like, all those people that have the couples, men and women, especially if y'all have an iPhone or Android, get the Kama Sutra app. You know what I'm saying? And the Kama Sutra app, you know, on the Kama Sutra app, you can actually, like, y'all can look at different positions, different ways.
Yeah.
You can, like, mark which ones you want to try. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can mark and try them out. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, look, even if you have kids, see, and you're right, ladies, sometimes initiate something. Sometimes when you're at work, you know what I mean? Take a picture of your ass or your pussy and text it to your man to be like, tonight is on. He'd be like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Just something crazy. And men do the same thing for your wives. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of times what I deal with my products there, you know, my two products that I have on the market, and I talk to men, they're like, man, I don't want to use this on my old lady. I say, listen, bro, that's what you want to use on your old lady. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be able to go out, chill out, you want some smiles at the house, bro, I said, this is what you do. I said, this is what you do to your lady. You know, y'all, you know, your wife, y'all hadn't had some stuff. You text her and say, baby, I just been thinking about the way it was when we first got together. She'll call you up on her lunch break. She'll be like, what you mean by this? You remember you used to put that pussy on me? You used to throw it on me? I used to be screaming. She'll be like, yeah. I just been thinking about that all day long. My dick is so hard. I need it when we get home. She'll be like, oh, my God. And you build it up. You got to build it up, fellas, because when you get home, treat her nice. You know what I'm saying? She put the kids away or whatever. And then what you do, you say, baby, let me draw you a bath or whatever. And then you get in there, you know what I'm saying, lick some toes or something, a kiss on her back, or do something freaky, something that you know she'll like, just freaky, some shit you ain't done in a long time. And see how that, it'll be a bunch more smiles in the house, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's going to act right because when you lay it down right at the house, fellas, you have a lot more freedom to do the things that you want to do. But you got to lay it down, and you got to set it up right. You got to set it up and make her the focal point. You be like, baby, listen, feel my dick. Oh, my, feel how hard it is. This is all day.
Yeah.
You still your dick, fellas, at work. Like, girl, and tomorrow she'll be like, girl, oh, my God, I just can't stop thinking about it. That's how you get it going, fellas. And women, you do the same thing. That's if you want to know how to keep it alive in your relationship, keep it interesting, do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Put on the side of the road and or go to a hotel during the day and fuck each other in the bathroom. Don't nobody go in the bathroom in the hotel. You know what I'm saying? You want to roll? Go to a hotel bathroom, lock the door, and fuck the shit out of each other in there real quick, bust one, and get back on the road. You know what I mean? I'm telling you.
Let me tell y'all, he is right. He is right. This weekend, I went out with a couple friends. We had drinks, whatever else. So I look at my phone, and I have a notification. Somebody DM'd me on Twitter. So I was like, okay, it's, you know, some stupid, it's some spam. Well, I looked, and it's 4 messages from my dude basically telling me, you know, when you get home, I'm going to dick you down. I don't want to hear no screaming, this, that. I want you to sit on my face, like all this shit. And I'm looking like, damn, you know, we was about to go downtown to hit up another bar. I told that bitch to turn that car around that I was going home. I didn't even want to go out no more. I came home, and he was like, what happened? You home early? You fucking right, I'm home early. I don't need to go out. Home is where I need to be. So, sure enough, you are definitely right about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Made me fall in love all over again.
That dick was... I'm going to tell you something crazy. I told a guy that to do that to his wife, right? That motherfucker called me on the phone. He called me on the phone the next day, like 6 in the morning. He said, bruh. He said, man, that shit worked, bruh. He said, he said, man, she cooked the breakfast for me butt naked right now. I said, see, I told you that.
Yeah.
I'm with that please to play philosophy, too, you know.
Definitely right.
For everybody listening, if y'all motherfuckers ain't learning that, y'all need to go ahead and give up fucking and sucking and licking.
You need to give up on life.
Yeah. Like, we have kicked some really informative shit for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And take what you need and apply it to what you want. You know what I'm saying? And, like... I swear, I agree, you know, us black women, and it's not a racial thing, but, you know, black women, we need to be more lenient and show our mate how to please us. Now, my disclaimer to that is, if it's a motherfucker that you slutting out, and just one night standing, don't teach his ass shit.
No.
Ain't gonna go. That's 95% of the niggas I fuck anyway. It's one night stand, so I ain't teaching y'all a motherfucking thing. Teach y'all how to.
Hey, I also want to say, you know, step the dress game up in the bedroom too. Package it up, make it look good. You know, the women, you know, you get your lingerie and stuff. Men, you know, you wear your boxers, your briefs. You know, because you get tired of saying that same packets all the time. Because you'll be already like, well, I already know what's in that box. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just dress it up, you know, make it shine or whatever you need to do, and then, you know, handle your business.
That's right. And ladies, you know what I'm saying? Listen to the ladies sometimes. Ladies, I know you may have been in your marriage or relationship for a while. Sometimes them granny panties is not sexy, okay? You know, get you some boy shorts, something. throw you some boy shorts on and some heels and see how he acts. Just
yep.
bend over in front of him, you know what I mean? And be like, listen, don't touch me, just look. He'll be like, oh, shit.
Hell
get
yeah.
He'll make an ass look much better.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's how I clean my house.
Yeah.
Okay, men, I have a question for y'all. Okay, y'all talking about dressing up in the bedroom or whatever, right? So what if your woman comes to you and be like, baby, I brought you something today. I thought you would look real sexy in these. And she busts out some tidy whites with the Superman on the ass. Would y'all wear them to spice up your dating life?
And you know what? I sure would, because guess what? I would, because she bought them for me because she want to see it, and it turns her on. So why not? Why
not? Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
that
too, man. You know, you can flip it around and role play off of that too, you know.
Would you let her take a picture?
Would I what?
Would you let her take a picture?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm an exhibitionist and I like it all. I'm a voyeur and an exhibitionist. Yeah, I like to be watched and to watch. So hell
okay.
yeah. It's just whatever. Take notes, this lady. Yeah, I know. Got your mind.
Okay, so
let's
Craig,
go.
This is what I'm gonna need you to do.
What's up?
I don't work Friday, so I'm gonna need you to meet me somewhere in some tidy white drawers with a S on the ass. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that. Where you call me up, we'll talk about it a little bit. I have no problem doing that.
Okay,
I'm gonna need a picture.
No, no.
I mean, just for legal purposes.
I'm going to have on some of them see-through church socks pull all the way up past my knees, too.
I'm going to need
yeah.
you to stand in the phone booth for a couple minutes, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
I'm
going to
have
a
full-on photo shoot in the phone booth.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be okay.
Yeah, hey, Chuck, you know they got that photo booth at the Curry Convention Center. We can make a little photo shoot there real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Look
at her.
I can have on some granny panties with the stars.
Oh, wow.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Some Betty Crocker panties.
I don't want to come all the way up to your navel, that cover your navel up.
But you got to have the nude color ones. You got to have the nude color ones.
So when I jump off the bed, it's like a parachute. It's like,
sure. No, that's Superman right there. He'll catch you, girl. You don't need no parachutes.
But them granny panties, girl, it don't matter how thick the ass is or whatever, they never fit tight. Like, unless you just...
I know. See, I wear boy shorts a lot. I wear thongs, like, occasionally, but I'm a boy shorts fanatic. Majority of them are lace. And I mean, he just loves it.
I like it, too, just thinking about it.
Okay, you know what? I have not played any music all night, and I got to play this one little song. And Dahlia... Your ass better not motherfucking laugh, or I'm going to find some way to put you on the
I'm already laughing, bitch.
Why are you already laughing?
Nothing.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to regroup, and we're going to talk some more, because I want to know what it is the guys enjoy most about eating pussy, and then if they ever ventured into licking ass. But don't answer that right now.
You and this ass licking.
Girl, I'm obsessed with that shit. That's the new shit for 2012, in case you didn't know.
I'm about to see right now. Can I get my ass licked? I don't know.
Hey, let me tell you, swing over this way. I got something for you. You know,
Sure
looks good. Tossing salads over here. Tossing salads.
Don't forget to bring the vinegar.
And then I'm coming right back. And it always takes a minute. Damn it, I thought I was ready. It's coming, though. Just be patient, y'all. We go through this all the time. Dolly be fucking up my shit.
I'm going to fuck your shit up, all right.
Oh, so you agree?
Shut up. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
You're the only person that can tell me no and I'll accept it.
And I still don't think you do. That's only because we stayed away.
For now.
Oh, hell.
I'm thinking about putting in a job transfer for a job that I don't have yet.
Babe, get your shit. It's time to move again. We got another one.
Okay, the song is about to come up. I swear, I gotta do better with this damn music. I do. Okay.
Hello, my love. Ghost Town, where you at? It's Gang Lion Party. Here we go. My aim is up. Any day, all day. I stay chewed up. You know I bling. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come holler at me. I walk tough, talk tough. Stay on my New York stuff. Pulled up, floor stuff. Big diamond, cross up. Diddy Bop, Lindy Hop. Cross between Biggie Pop. I'ma take what Jimmy got. Spit it like a semi shot. I'm oven hot, too idiot. Old school, rope jewels. Way before Pro Tools. Cowards better blow shoes. Smash a mic, wagon vice. Massive ice, ask the price. Smash it like time to separate the real men from mice. My aim is up. Any day, all day. I stay chewed up. You know I blink. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come holler.
Okay, I'm whipping my flow. Whipping them O's. Creeping your crib on the tip of my
hello,
toes.
My
whipping the phone. Shoot from his roof. Watch them bullets just ripping
hello,
the
phone.
Top of his head. Caught two. Now he laying on the side of his
hello,
head. Still popping the lead. Garbage bag. Got my butcher chopping
hello,
his leg. Counting his bread. My fountain is blue. Coke mountains. Rock
hello,
shoot.
My
no soda. Mountain Dew. Hudson River. They found the
hello, my
E to the M. F. What? E to the R. A.
Hello,
G.
My
H. E. Bringing the heat with no A. C. Straight
hello,
G.
My
crazies. Part four. At your apartment blow half
hello,
door.
My
only because the hood acts for more. Knock a jelly. Rag
hello,
my click. Make sure drag secure. Good coke. Crack
hello,
secure.
My
diamonds clear. Drag and pew. Nigga bottles in the
hello,
air.
My A's is up. Any day, all day. I stay chewed up. You know I blink. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come holler at you.
Clear it up. I'm sitting down. I'm standing up. Phantom truck. Hammer tuck. All front. Eight up. Taking up. Shaking up. Parasite. Break them up. Locking up. Lock them out. Lock them up. Lock them up. Smash the mic. Smash the mic. Only speaking after Christ. No pen to pad to write. My mind is bright. Out of sight. Check the flow. Yes, you know. This is me. You're around my life. This is me. You're around my life.
Take it whenever I give it. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not fucking with you tonight. Like, seriously. Now,
fine.
We have another caller, and it's a female.
Oh, hell.
I fucked your chick, and she can fuck me anytime she wants to. Oh.
Hi.
Hi, mommy.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
for those of y'all who don't know, this girl fucked her ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend.
Now that's bad bitch.
Wow. That's what's up, though. That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, you're a bad chick.
I really did, and it was very sweet, sweet revenge.
Mm.
Okay, now, I was like, when we came back from the break, we was going to ask the men, like, what is it about eating pussy that they really like? Because I be wanting to know, because all men have a different approach and everything like that. Some men do it, some men don't. And I just be wanting to just, like, when it comes to sex, I like all points of view a lot. You know what I mean? Whether it's from a female, whether she's straight, bi, straight, gay. And, I mean, I'm prejudiced because I'm really not trying to have a conversation with a dude about sucking a dude's dick because I just don't feel a dude can suck a dick better than a female or better than me. But I feel like a female can eat pussy better than a man. So we're not even going to touch that because that's just not something I want to talk about. But men, when y'all eat pussy, please tell me, like, what's your technique or what's your ultimate goal or how does it make you feel when you, like, just be slurping on that shit? And if your girl is a squirter, would you catch the fluid that comes out of her, you know, or are you going to move?
I want to know. That's an interesting question.
Well,
hey, Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, hey, this is Moe's.
Hi, Moe's.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I was just commenting on what you just said about the topic, whatever.
Okay.
Basically, like, my goal when I'm eating pussy, in other words, gotta use pussy. I mean, when I first started, you know, like, I like the texture of it, you know, I like the teaser, kiss around it, you know, kiss on the inner of her thigh, so, you know, it feels like I'm eating her, but it really is like a tease, you know. So once, you know, she's like, okay, stop teasing me, just lick it. You know, I start working, you know, my tongue on the clit, I like that, to, like, get it moist a little bit. The texture of a pussy is, like, you know, it's very, very different. It's very unique. It's not rough. It's not soft, but it's just like that. That it's, you got that, like, just make you say, you know? Anyway,
so
you know, okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so, you know, she's getting moist and all like that, and, you know, eating it, looking around like that, then when she comes, that's like the ultimate present for me, because, you know, her whole body just vibrating, like, uncontrollably, just, oh God, just going crazy, and she shoves my face into her pussy, like, don't move or I'll kill you, so it's like, alright, then after that, you know, I gotta dick her down and stuff like that. But overall, my ultimate goal is, like, by the time I finish eating and dicking her down, she can't move, she can't breathe, it's just over. She don't want to be touched, she can't talk. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's a vegetable. Right.
Yes, sir. I like that dude, man. I like you. Yes,
no,
sir.
Homo.
Okay. No homo. No doubt, man. That's what you want, man. You know what I'm saying? You want them to suck in their thumb.
Exactly. Mm. It's like, who the hell are you in my bed? Nigga, I am your man. What the hell are you talking about?
Wow.
Now
yeah,
that
you
all been inside of my pussy.
You want that?
Now
that
you've taken it.
Had that glow on her face when you get done. You know, she's smiling and everything.
Man, your name is no longer Dahlia. It's called The Texture Is Good.
If anybody got any questions about my pussy or pussy eating, Mo Yo Pro Kid on Twitter. Now that y'all been inside of my vagina, we want to know, what do you like?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You talking? Okay, well, Well, this is Mr. Magic Coffin. Let me tell you what I like about, you know, I like the taste of it. You know what I mean? I like the sensation of how it feels on my tongue. You know what I'm saying? From the inside to clit, everything. I like being able to talk to the coochie. You know what I'm saying? To talk to it and just nurture it with my mouth and especially she's a spurter. I like her just all over my face. You know what I'm saying? But I love the fact that when I'm down there pleasing her, she is just like in a whole nother world. Like she's having an out of body experience. Like and I like to be there with her. Like whether I'm tickling her G spot and her the texture and the feel of it with my finger inside, everything is. Oh man, it's something special right there. It's like I'm trying to go back up in it, like I'm trying to be born again, but reverse. Like put my head back up in it.
I know when I eat the pussy, I like the French kiss it.
Ooh,
you know.
Okay.
I run my tongue all in it.
Yeah.
What really gives me is the facial expression. That's a big turn on when you're eating it. You know when you're eating it right.
Yeah, man. And you know you're eating it right when she starts to stutter. You know what I'm saying? When she's stuttering. and then don't lick the ass. Oh, Lord, she go nuts.
Oh, my God. That's my shit right there. See, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Boy, let me tell you, man, son, put some syrup on it and lick it off, you know what I'm saying, off the booty.
All right.
Hey, Chuck, I have one more thing to say. It's for all the guys out there. Okay, your ultimate goal for all the fellas, when you're eating your girl, your goal is when she gets up from getting ate, if there's not a put on the bed, then you just lost everything.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. Or not only that, if your chin ain't wet, especially if you got a beard or a goatee, if your mustache and stuff ain't dripping wet, then you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll be wet as fuck. We be swimming when I'm done, for real.
Mm-hmm.
We got drains in our room.
Man. Y'all are some old nasty people. Y'all are like really fucking corrupting me.
Oh, yeah. What? Here we go. Big shit. Big shit.
Are you serious? I know you definitely not serious about that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
corrupting
my mind. Oh, my gosh. You know what? All y'all nasty, ratchet motherfuckers can shut up. I am so pure. And y'all sitting up here talking about all this stuff, like, that is...
You know what I love? I love kissing him after he eats my pussy. I like kissing his pussy on his lips.
Oh, yeah. It's a sweet taste. It's like one of those, like...
Yes. But when I ride the dick and I jump off of it and start sucking it and then I get on it just fuck the head. Oh, my God. Just my pussy... mixed with his free cum is just, it's a hell of a combination. If I could open a fucking smoothie shop and sell the shit out of it.
Man.
But seriously,
oh,
I love that shit.
And then when you like, you keep doing it, and then if you have a mirror, and then you like can see yourself like sucking the dick, and then go down to the ball, and then you go up under the line to that tank, and then he, like, feel like you about to hit the ass, and then you slide back up to the tip of the dick, and you pop it, and you slurp it. Then, he suspects it, you bring out the pop rocks, and you just, like, have it so, you, like, so smooth with it. You take off the top wrapper, and you put them in your hand, and you put them in your mouth, and then you go down on him. And all he knows is he feels this tingling sensation hitting up against his dick. And you got your wet, juicy mouth just going up and down, and then you start stroking it and licking it and sucking it and popping it. And his muscles.
Yeah, my dick getting hard and I don't even have one. Shit, Doc.
I'm reminiscing.
I'm over here like, damn.
Yeah. See, this is the shit that I'm missing. This is the shit that I want to do to people that I haven't been able to do because they can't handle.
Ain't nobody deserving, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing is, how you gonna tell me you wish you could experience it, but you ain't really
doing shit to get there.
Yeah, you ain't really suck on my titties, you ain't kiss my stomach, you ain't kiss the belly button, never put your head down close to Chica, so why would I ever want to put my mouth on you when I know it's not going to work?
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, because it's like, some people, you can tell what they can take. So, it's like, some people you meet, and you can pretty much tell if they can handle the oral. Then you fuck with them. Then there's some people that is like, you know what? I'm just going to fuck them. Matter of fact, I'm just going to fuck them one way because they might not be able to handle all the other positions or your freakiness. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, me, I used to be like you. I used to think, like, oh, my God, like, making noises, I tried not to, you know what I'm saying? Because I just be like, that's not cool or whatever. Then I had to be the pretty dick sucker, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make no excuses. Man, fuck that.
I'm laughing a bit.
As I possibly can while I'm giving you the best head of your life. Call me the ugliest dick sucking sexy bitch you know.
But me too. Me too. Because I'd be like... Like, for real, if he ain't got a hickey on his dick, and my nigga's dark skin, so if he ain't got no hickey on his dick, you ain't sucking that shit right. You ain't sucking the skin off that motherfucker. You need to.
At the end. Huh? Especially at the end, because it's like a good dick sucker will know when a man is about to come, because he gets longer and he gets wider and those veins start to pulsate. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And, like, with each
that
tone,
is my shit. That's when my pussy start throbbing.
That's when you start swallowing. Like, you gulping it. You gulping it down like a big gulp from 7-Eleven, like the Slurpee, the big gulp thing, whatever. Then it's like you keep going. You keep going because you want them toes look like they got permanent bunions or they just jacked up for life. And you just keep going and you keep going. And you keep going to there's nothing left for him to give you. And he's not giving you shit because you're taking it. That's why I told him at the gate, head is mandatory. Don't wait for the dude to tell you to go down there. You go down there and you be a fucking champ. You know what I'm saying? You be like boy when he got them six motherfucking rings. You own his shit. You make his shit what you want it to do. And only then, when you're done, you dismiss him. And then he's going to be in a fetal position, and you look at him and be like, I own so shit.
See, when I'm giving my man head, and after he nuts, his body, like, I know he said I have convulsions, but I've never seen convulsions like his before. Like, let me tell you, I was sucking him in the bathroom and shit. And, like, he came, this nigga kicked the fuck out of the toilet and broke the toilet. Like, seriously, I'm not even lying. I was like, what the fuck? Like, and then there was another time, like, after I got done sucking his dick, I went up to kiss him, and, like, his whole body is just so sensitive. Like, he almost hit the shit out of me. I was like, what the fuck? So now, like, I have to let him just chill because his body starts doing shit that it's involuntary movement. And that makes me, that's what makes me feel accomplished.
Hey,
that makes me feel.
That's some deep shit, though.
It's cool. We thought maintenance. Everything was all good. But, I mean, like, yes. Like, you know, you have to give him that head where, you know, it's a week later. He may think about it. He in the store and he just break down. You know what I'm saying? And, like, motherfuckers looking like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like. You want him to think about your shit and just break down. Ladies, that's what you need to go for. If you are not doing that to your man, you need to figure out every way you can because there's a bitch out there who will do that. Get on it. If you want to keep your man, do what it takes to keep your man. Men, do what it takes to keep your woman. Otherwise, there will be men out there. There will be men out there who will be willing to do it. And that's the one thing. Men really don't give a fuck whether you're in a relationship, married or not. Women are a little different. You know, they might be like, oh, you got a girl. Men don't give a fuck. She can fuck him all day long and come home to you, and that nigga won't give a fuck. So get your shit together, everybody.
Yeah, you speaking the truth.
And then, ladies, be nasty sometimes. If you got to flip that motherfucker over and lick his ass, by all means, lick his ass.
See, you lost me. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. In that case, another bitch can come and do that. I pay her to lick his ass. Yeah, girl, come on in here. You hungry? You hungry, girl? Cool. I could. Look, Tack, I made dessert.
As y'all get older, it'll come into play.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get older.
Mm-mm.
I don't. Please, August, don't come. Don't come.
It ain't no wrong licking a little ass though, here and
there. Exactly.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to knock it because I never tried it, and that's one thing I said I would never do, knock shit that I've never tried. So I'll just say it's not for me. Right now, it's not for me. I don't see it in my future, but who knows? Tomorrow, I just may wake up a freaky-ass bitch and go for it. So, hey, I don't know.
I feel you, though.
So, you know, I opened up my mind and I realized that, damn, I'm turning niggas out. Like, oh, shit. Or motherfuckers is like, man, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that with me or whatever. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. We got some New York people on the line. Okay. Oh, the fucker is back on. Let's see what he got. hello, Hurt. How are you doing?
What up? I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm good.
So, where's your bitch?
She's home. I'm back at work. I did that just for your show.
Oh, my gosh. Like, for real? That couldn't have been me? Because I would have just took over and I would have just did you dirty.
It don't matter. If that's how it goes down, that's how it goes down. As long as we both be happy.
So that was your lunch break?
Yeah, it just ended lunch break. I got the video, but it's far too big for DVR.
You can email it or you can send it to me as a downloadable link. Hook it up to your computer.
I'll work on that. You get that ASAP.
Yes, we appreciate you sharing with us. That was really nice of you.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So now, all I need for you to do for me right now is BBM me a picture of the dingaling.
Oh, no. You ain't going to put me up on one of your chat rooms and have everybody scooting up. Wait a minute, I know that nigga did.
No. I mean, damn.
Here's the thing. If you well and down,
like, hold on,
you won't blast.
I mean, you know, it's nothing.
If we keep it between us, I got you.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm just going to be like, oh, wait. You know, I'm coming to New York soon, so you will want to be showing me everything.
Oh, I'll show you whatever you want to know.
Yeah, I need to see a picture. I need to see the tool, the hammer, the ratchet. You see it all.
You can see it. You can touch it. You can play with the balls. Whatever
then,
you want to do.
Because I want to see if you got a big, heavy nut sack. I need to see that, too.
Mm.
I got King Kong ball.
Oh, God. Oh,
I'm not a ball person like that.
See, now that he done said that, I'm thinking about the scene in the movie Step Brothers when
he was rubbing the nuts on the drum.
Yeah,
funny.
I got to when we come to New York.
But the only thing I love about the balls is when he hitting from the back and they smacking on my pussy. That's the only thing I love about the balls, really. I lick him occasionally, but it tickles him, so.
I don't like dudes that got small, tight nuts. That shit ain't cute.
Really? I don't like big ass balls. I don't like huge ass. They can't be saggy, you know? Like, I don't like when one ball leans too far to the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta look cute. I mean, I understand, like, when you get out the shower and it's cold, you know, they snuggle up close to the dick. I understand that. That's cool. Or if it's hot, then they be stretched out like, shit, it's hot as a motherfucker. I understand. I get the ball movement, okay?
You don't want no big elephant balls, do you?
I guess you can call me the ball whisperer, but I'm just not a huge, huge ball person. But I get the ball movement.
So you don't want the balls getting in the way.
I just don't like big ass balls. Like, if I just look and be like, damn, you know, look at this ball. I mean, I gotta catch my attention first. Like, the dick gotta catch my attention first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just be sitting there, like, when I'm sucking his dick. Like, I don't want them, like, slapping the fuck out of me. That would just piss me off. You know? Because I'm that bitch that will tell you to hold your balls. Hold your balls. Like, I'm that bitch. So,
yeah, you don't want to have a bruised cheekbone or nothing like that.
You know what I'm saying? I have too many accidents in the bedroom already. Already. Shit.
Or, what's funny is, like, when the dude drop his drawers and he got the nuts is bigger than the dick on soft, right? And it's like he's just waiting for a miracle to happen for it to grow. And then when it grows, the nuts don't catch up to the dick, and you're just like, what's wrong with this equation?
I don't get this algebra, huh?
Okay, now, we have another call, but they're calling from a private number, so.
What?
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, shit.
It's all one, so basically, if you know when you call motherfuckers, your shit is private. Now I have to speak up. Or forever hold your motherfucking peace.
Hello? No.
Damn.
Hello?
Damn, she's going to try to kick me out.
Now, I ain't going to kick you out, but I mean, you know, I can't call out the number to let you know you live if it's all one.
You still alive?
So what's up?
I ain't chilling. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, shit. Brooklyn got some.
All right. Shit. Say your name.
Oh, my name is Xavier.
Hi, Xavier.
Oh.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh,
I like
you.
Hi.
I'm mad. We all like, oh, hey, Xavier. Hey.
So, where y'all from, though?
North Carolina, and people are from Texas and 706.
No,
that's like
I'm in Texas, but I'm from California. West Coast all day, baby.
Oh,
so
oh shit. West Coast, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Ocean.
And I'm from Alabama.
Somebody say Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All I really know that your girl wanna be with me. She ain't playing.
Uh-uh.
She creeps with me.
No.
What?
Cut it out.
See, now I didn't start talking E-40 talk.
Got a blunt.
Oh, Xavier, you've been listening for a while. Now, what category do you fall into? First, we're going to start with the nuts. How big are they?
Hey, man, that's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant. I think it's very irrelevant.
I can't tell you nothing about that. You got to find out yourself.
This is an appropriate time.
I mean, it's very appropriate. I mean, if you don't have it, we have to see yourself.
What's up?
What the hell?
I don't know what's that. That's an Android?
We done got Siri on the phone.
What?
Okay, you know, I have to give out a public service announcement for Brooklyn. Brooklyn has, like, some of the best dick I've ever experienced. And Brooklyn are good paymasters. They pay for what they want. Pussy, head, ass, whatever it is, they pay for. Yeah. Mm. Xavier, what category do you fall into?
Oh, shit. None above. I don't pay for none of that. Oh, man. I don't do that at all.
So you've never paid for pussy?
Oh, man. That's not in my religion.
You never took a girl on a date and expected to get some pussy?
Yeah,
everybody
pays
for pussy and dick.
Okay.
Come on,
bro. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably just a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
So you give a girl an EBT card and shit and some beer and that's you get the pussy?
Nah, man, some dick and some bubble gum. That's what I get.
Oh, wow. Man.
Did I hear bubble gum?
Damn.
Damn. Damn, a bitch can't get a free pizza free from Taco Bell or nothing?
Yeah, if she acts real good, then she might get something real good.
Oh,
hell. She might get a surprise. She get a big surprise.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Why me?
Okay.
I remember Dahlia had somebody on the phone that don't suck dick.
That was my friend Kat. She don't suck dick. She pays bitches to suck her husband's dick.
What?
Like, get out of here. You serious?
Come on, man.
Her and her husband are swingers. She's never sucked a dick before. So pretty much she'll, like, you know, she's not in the mood to fuck her husband or, you know, she don't, you know, obviously suck his dick. If he wanted, she'll call up a certain girl and tell her to come over and suck her husband's dick. And I guess whenever you know, him and another girl get done fucking, she makes them take a Plan B pill on the way out the door.
Oh, wow.
So that they don't get pregnant.
They got Plan B's on deck. They must have.
Yeah, he's a military man, so shit, I don't blame her. You ain't finna mess up my money. But shit, I'm going to be that. My man ain't never got to worry about that. I'm going to take care of that dick. It's my specialty. Hell, I love it. Missing out. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. But hey, everybody's relationship is different, you know. But
if you don't do it, somebody else will.
Anyway, we got this for tomorrow weekend.
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to all them swingers out there, man. What's up, everybody who like to swing?
Hey, man. About when I was in Miami, ain't nothing but swingers was over there.
Yes, because, I mean, that takes relationship.
Ain't nothing about swingers, man. That's my shit was crazy.
I want to swing.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, next time y'all in Atlanta, y'all need to go to the trapeze, man. Have some fun.
The who?
Trapeze.
They got that up here in Milwaukee, too.
That's the swing stuff.
Yeah, I'm outside Atlanta. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, please, boy. Hey, that thing's fun. Just take a girl with you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna have some fun up in there. You know what I'm saying? But if you down in Miami, check out Miami Velvet too. That's a swing. That's a big swinger club in Miami.
What's that? Miami what Belt?
It's called Miami Velvet. It's in Miami.
Miami Velvet.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Miami for the weekend.
Man.
All weekend. This shit was crazy. Hold on, my bad. I'm smoking my weed right here. I'm talking. I shouldn't be talking.
Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Only in Brooklyn.
Oh. Brooklyn. Man, I'm leaving tomorrow, so it's my last time smoking.
Okay, that's nice.
I'm a flight attendant. I'm a flight attendant. I work like three times a week. And I have, like, 1 week off.
You said you're a flight attendant?
Uh-huh.
That's what's up.
And you smoking. Remind me not to ever fly your motherfucking friendly side.
No, you're going to be the coolest motherfucker on that. Look, everybody. Look, we going down. There's nothing you can do. We going to die. That's it.
Ain't
no need to panic.
Everybody in that plane before everybody go down with me.
Y'all want to smoke?
Exactly. Even a pants ain't gonna refuse that shit.
You wanna die afraid or you wanna fly?
That would help ease the pain.
I wanna fly away. I wanna fly away.
Yeah.
Even the pastor gonna say this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Bringing out the hymns, huh?
You know, it's always that one person in church who be doing the most, and he's like, I love the Lord, but they need to shut up.
Shit.
You know what? Y'all are just too much.
Hey, yo, my pastor look like Cat Williams. I'm not lying to you.
What?
My pastor look like Cat Williams. Short, he got a perm.
When your pastor come on the radio show?
Oh, Ty,
don't
be trying to get people pastors in trouble.
No,
look, he I only see him on Sunday, so.
No, because this is real shit right here. I am going to do a show called Sex, the Bible, and Illuminati, and I want a panel of different people, preachers, people that's knowledgeable about Illuminati, Freemasons, and everything, because there are certain questions I have about the Bible and sex, and, you know, as he's a preacher, he should be well-versed in the Word, and he should be able to come on and, like, voice his opinion and answer the questions accordingly.
Before him.
Yeah. And if people like Cat Williams, he got some pimping in his blood.
He got that term.
Yeah, he said, you better get that money, get that money, get that money.
What up, Big Term? I mean, Big Worm?
Yeah.
Huh?
So, you know, I just feel like that's something that could easily be, you know, handled. So when you go to church, this is what you do. Just give me, like, your preacher's number. I'll call myself and ask him.
You want to holler at him? All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got him on speed dial. Hold on.
You got him speed dial.
Come on, man.
I need prayer myself. What do you think?
Oh, wow.
All right. You smoke the wrong side of the
I would say, yo, pastor, pray for me, man.
Yeah, smoke the wrong side of the bush.
Okay.
He, this shit lazy or something.
With Dolly and Chalk, it's good to be on the line with y'all tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know,
you better
holler at Craflow Dollars. He might want
to
do the show.
Nah, he's crooked. Mr. Magic Coffee, we're going to call your show tomorrow night. We're most definitely going to call your show tomorrow night, and we're going to turn it up. We're going to turn it up, turn it out.
The
topic
is
going to be ass licking and sexual taboos.
That's right.
What?
Right.
Well, no. Ass licking, God damn it.
I told you 2012, that's the new shit, girl.
That's right.
You know what? Let me, I don't even think he would let me even lick his ass, y'all.
It's called.
Oh man. Come on, dog.
Hey, without Dolly.
Y'all
like
really
it.
Like that?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Man, please. I hold my own legs in the buck if you do that shit. I ain't gonna cry.
Oh, no.
Dog, you serious on that, player?
Yeah.
Would you let me lick your ass?
Definitely wrong, man.
Why?
Hey, man.
Charlie,
what are you, dog?
I said, babe, would you let me lick your ass? He said, no. I said, why? He said, why?
He said, why?
I guess that's closed discussion.
Okay,
let me ask you, how do you do that? Like, do he bend over and you lick it? Or that is,
no,
I mean,
ways he can do
you
that.
You spread his cheek
over.
He either
back.
Got to be bent over or he got to have his legs in the air. So that means, I got to have his. So that he laying on his back. So that means I got to have his dick and nutsack sitting on the top of my head while I'm licking his ass.
And he got
Do I got this correct? Do I got this envisioned right?
Yeah, you gotta have a ball print.
No, no.
Or do I have the sack just sitting on my nose in between my eyes?
Yeah, you would have a ball print on your forehead.
I don't get it. Like, I mean, I'm only, I
guess I'm envisioning a grown-ass man just bent over with his ass cheeks spread, and I think that's what's scaring me.
It's not.
Hey, all I can tell you this, I didn't think I was going to like him until it was done on me, and I was done after that. I was like, oh, shit, I'm for real. Like, I'm telling you. And really, that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow on my show, is that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times men, they be like, oh, that's some gay shit, or some women like, okay, but if you lick your lady's ass, then what's that mean? You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is, tomorrow we're going to talk about it. Tomorrow I got to get out of here. I got some black health in my system, and I got a pink health. I can come over here. We about to have some fun tonight. So,
All right. Well, you better get out of here, player.
No doubt.
Can I get a little 30-second clip?
You want a little cream with your coffee?
First of all, Chalk, as I was trying to explain to you, you know what I'm saying? The magic clip cream is all good, but, and I'm going to get this real quick plug, and I got to go. The pink health pill is for ladies, all right? Now, like Chalk said, it's not necessarily the women who got a big wide pussy and been fucked a whole lot and stressed out. No, it's about the enhancement of the product. What it does, it tightens a woman's pussy even naturally, even more. So the thing is, even if you already got the snapper, it's going to be the super duper snapper. I'm just telling you, it's like this. Y'all go to www.pinkhefs.com when you get a chance and listen to the two testimonies on the website. I ain't going to say it. It's pink, PinkHeffs.com. And listen to it. And, fellas, I got something for you. Listen, forget y'all taking the Viagra, some Cialis, all that shit. Y'all need to go get the all-natural blackhealth.com. Nourishes your kidneys and your prostate. It lasts in your system up to 7 days, fellas. Trust me, if your woman ain't looking like a den headlights or ain't damn whatever, you need to get some black health in your life. Blackhealth.com. Check it out. Understand it's a movement for all-natural sexual health for men and women. It's about making it better. And
that's what I'm telling you. Everybody, support everybody. I don't know, man. I ain't got an old man up in here. I don't need that virus. Hey, y'all. Hold on, brother.
See, that's the common misconception that I always have to deal with when I talk to black men. It's not that you need it. It just makes it better. It's an enhancement.
Well,
All I need is a bad chick
in front of me. If that's enough enhancement for me,
all right, brother. Well, let me give you some education. Let me give you a little education, brother, on that. Hold on, my man. After the age of 25, men stop producing zinc. Zinc is one of the key elements that you need for erectile issues, as well as testosterone. Your testosterone levels start to decrease after the age of 21. So the thing is, you may have a bad chick in front of you, and the thing is, she won't tell you that you know what I'm saying? Women won't tell men they're not sexually satisfied in the bed. There's a whole bunch of Oscar-winning actors out here. Hey,
A lot of women don't.
So the thing is, most men think they're the shit, brothers. I'm telling you, I tell brothers this because black men especially have this pride and this ego shit. Talking about, man, I'm good. I knock it down. Let me tell you, brothers.
No,
but what I'm saying is, I tell men.
I gotta go, though, man, because I gotta wake up early in the morning.
Me too.
Y'all on here all the time?
He ain't trying to hear it.
Hey, Chad, man, you best believe I'll be on your show another time, probably next Tuesday, man.
Yes, thank you so much for coming through.
Fighting all these
sexually challenged motherfuckers. You need to talk to the men before they come.
Exactly, exactly. And when he try to give you some motherfucking advice, do not be rude about it. Shut the fuck up and listen. Because most likely you sit here thinking you knocking pussy down and you ain't doing a motherfucking thing. You gonna be in your room jacking off for the rest of your motherfucking life. Ladies, if these niggas ain't performing, let they ass know, because they doing too motherfucking much of nothing. So, with that being said, for all you other niggas who think y'all performing and y'all gotta go to sleep,
why you getting
good
mad,
night.
Though? I said I don't need that shit, though.
No. Okay.
Are you getting mad, though? I said I don't need that shit, though. I believe that I could do good.
Don't be ignorant all your
life. But that's the thing. He's not saying you need it. He's saying it just helps you perform better. So, I mean, everybody wants to be better. There's nothing wrong with being better. There's no such thing as perfect.
Okay, bro. That's like you saying you happy with the money you make now. So that's on some real shit. Let's talk some real shit. If you had a chance to make $10 million or $35,000, which would you rather make? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's never
not about money though. You talking about
money
is different than
I'm using an example for money.
What have you done with our youth today?
Oh my God!
$10 million
Okay. All right,
cool.
Trust me, enough is never enough, bro. So the thing is, if you go through your life thinking that you are enough, you're lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. You are never enough. That's like saying your car don't ever need a tune-up. Your car always needs a tune-up.
That nigga probably ain't even getting on talking like that. Oh, my God.
I don't need a car.
If I was in charge of the switchboard,
man, I'm on planes, man.
Okay.
You could be knocking down bitches on that plane. You could perform better. I mean, hell,
that's like
gravity. You never know. Gravity may fuck up your dick leather.
Okay.
You never know. What's wrong with performing better?
Hey, I know you're saying you don't need it now, but it's gonna come a point of time when you're gonna need an enhancement. It's like an upgrade.
What if you come across a bitch like Chuck and you think you're doing the shit and you ain't?
Well, I'll check it out, man. I won't be on some ignorant shit. And I'll probably pass it on to people.
Just go look at it, check it out. If it ain't for you, it ain't for you, but
that's right. Trust me.
What's
like
the spelling of it, man? I'm gonna check it out right now.
Okay, BLACKHEFFS.com. Read the testimonies, listen to the video on there, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's about being better. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, if you're already strong, you could always be King Kong strong. You know what I mean? So trust me. So the thing is, just look at it with an open eye, brother. Just put your ego to a side for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Cause trust me. Cause all I can tell men is this: this is what I do for a living. My job is to help men and women have better overall and healthy sex. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, I deal with black men all the time. When I deal with brothers, I have to go through this. When I deal with others, I don't have to. But when I deal with our people, it's because I love my people and I want to educate the brothers and have brothers put your ego to the side. You feel me? Right. Put your ego to the side and be that man that she'll never forget every time.
Let me tell you, I got some bomb-ass pussy, but come Friday when I get paid, I'm checking out that motherfucking website, because if I can give him some better pussy and pussy of better quality, I'm going to do that. I mean, why would you not pass it up? I mean, I'm definitely going to look into it, make sure it's healthy, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, and you said you smoke weed, correct?
That's right.
I fucked with a nigga who smoked weed. We was only, 16, 17 at the time? And trust me, he was into me.
butt that weed he was smoking told his dick something else. The nigga was just too lazy. So with that being said, you know, you might want a little extra something. You just might. You never know. And a lot of times, guys will get in front of a badass bitch, and then they be so excited they fuck it and can't even get their dick up. That
all
happens,
right,
too.
So when he come to New York?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
I'm going.
Chad, please, hit that switchboard.
Xavier, my co-host is very much of a man there engaged.
So, honey?
Yeah. He ain't listening. He was not listening earlier.
I didn't hear you. What you say there?
I said,
your brain on drugs. Any questions?
I said, my co-host is very much...
I'm very what?
I can't hear you.
He's very much involved and engaged.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't hear anything. What happened?
No.
I must have missed something.
Excuse me, Miss Lightning. I'm sorry. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I'm out of here.
I see
that plane taking off.
I am going to the show tonight. I swear, I don't know. Like, this has been like one of the best shows ever.
Okay, whoever opened it up a bag of Doritos needs to quit.
A Dorito, wow.
I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. Especially live by parents, I really appreciate, you know, you calling in and, like, just rocking with our retarded asses and shit.
You're welcome. You're welcome on my show anytime, too.
Oh, let me know because I'm coming.
Hey, Terrence. Hey,
man. Don't leave me out because I'm coming
hold
to crash
down. Y'all
shit.
Take care, man.
Hey, Terrence,
what time is your show?
Well, we broadcast Tuesday through Thursday. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And this Thursday, going to have Warren G on the show.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. I'm in the building. That's all you had to motherfucking say. Warren G, my nigga.
Terrence, you on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, I'm on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to need all that information ASAP.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Hey, Chop, put this information in the chat room real quick, please, so I can check his show out.
Yeah. Chop, text me. I got to talk to Warren. We got some business. Me and Warren got some business.
Oh, that's what's up.
No question for a sexual enhancement. I'm not sure that he really needs it or, if, you know, he's just endorsement because people are like, he might be well hung, but I'll find out on Thursday.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, just,
okay.
you know, you got my number. Text me.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. Okay.
Chuck, you got my number.
I'm up on some sex shit. I'm going to find out who dicks ain't working properly that's in the industry and who dicks is working over properly.
Everybody, you know what? Here's homework. Everybody got homework. Watch a couple porns between now and Friday and find a new trick, do it and see how it works for you. That's homework.
Amen. I like
that.
That's
the
homework.
Wait, yeah. Time out. What if you think you ain't got no damn dick around to do so?
Well, then you can find a pussy to lick, girl. Go call up your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend and tell her, look, girl, you know I made you scream last time. Come on over. That's all you gotta say. Come on, girl, you in Beaumont. Come on now. It's a college campus up there. You better hush your mouth.
I'm not in Beaumont. I'm back in Houston, baby.
Well, then there you go. A bigger city. Please don't act like you can't find no good quality dick. Don't make me put out a public service announcement on Twitter. Please don't.
Oh, please don't. Oh,
I do it for Chuck every other day.
I'm good.
Hold an interview real soon. Chuck, I'm going to start interviewing a couple people for you. I mean, I don't know. These leads you've been getting, they just ain't been quality leads.
Wow.
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 But today was an amazing show, y'all.
Yes, it was.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Go home, but y'all need to get the fuck off of here because the game is fucked up. And because I'm not paying attention, OKC is losing. So I
damn.
Need, yeah, I need them to step it up. I really do.
Oh,
I
man, they are losing, man. It's not looking good for them, but they just down. They're going to be down two games, Chuck, unfortunately. Damn.
Damn.
They're going to pull it out, though. I hope so. If not, they may be losing. But my man going to be winning tonight because y'all got me feeling frisky. I don't know. I got to figure out who I'm going to be tonight. I like to be somebody different.
I say be Tina Turner.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm scared. Don't make me, girl. Don't make me. No, I ain't got the arms for that. I might have to do a couple push-ups.
Hey, man.
Be rolling on that dick. Rolling, rolling, remix.
I just need y'all to, like, you know, try to help me find, you know, a nice man that can handle what I need him to handle.
I know, man.
I'm willing to try. That's all I guarantee is a try.
Oh, a try is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You can't go wrong with a try, because a try
you
might be something good.
And the fact that you don't have that ego where you just like, yeah, I'm me, motherfucker.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
I'm a
like,
grown-ass man. Little boys do that. Grown-ass man in the spot. I'm in my comfort zone. I don't have swag. I get dressed. Little boys have swag. I don't do that.
That's
okay.
What's up.
Damn.
Well, everybody, I hope y'all learned something tonight. Definitely hope y'all learned something tonight.
I did.
What? You learned something?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do some research on their website, as I am.
Me too. Me too. I mean, who don't want to be better? You know what I'm saying? He said it's healthy, it's natural.
Yeah.
So,
all natural. Why not?
I'm going to look at it, and then I'm just letting y'all know I need some natural dick and some natural I ain't who I was in. And what's crazy is it's May. 2012, I have not swallowed this year.
You haven't swallowed this year?
No.
I can't even say I haven't swallowed this week.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, child. Man, y'all niggas got to get y'all shit together.
No, remember.
Come on.
No, remember. Oh, you know what? I'm lying. Brian, like, twice, but.
Okay, good.
Like, everybody else been smutted out, so like, what the fuck I'm going to swallow them for?
You know what? I'm going to need y'all men to get y'all stuff together. Like, my girl Chalk needs some good quality dick. You would think that it wouldn't be that hard to come by. You were born with your dick. How do you not know how to use it? You know?
It's a lot of people that got big dicks and don't know how to use it. Wait.
How old women don't know how to suck dick? It's an art to that shit.
How what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is an art.
It's definitely an art, but I feel like a lot of men aren't doing what it takes to get to know what it takes. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have to be
one
with your body part. You have to know yourself, and I mean, shit, like, do different shit. You see how, you know, motherfuckers really don't want to step out of that box or how they afraid to even venture off. We didn't ask you to take the damn pill. We just asked you to look at the website, and you already given us reasons why you don't need it and this and that. You know what I'm saying? We're not asking you to give your life up. But so many people think that they're, you know, oh, yeah, I got a big dick. And that don't mean you doing shit with it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's just the truth.
I'm drinking milk, man.
I mean, like really, learn what it takes.
learn what it takes to please somebody. You know, at least get a couple things down. I mean, everybody going to be different, but, I mean, if you just going to stay within the same boundaries, then you really might as well just be fucking yourself. You just going to be fucked. That's really all it is.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, if you fucking, I mean, I can't say that I've ever fucked somebody the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. You can't just go in and be like, yeah, I got this shit planned out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a to-do list. It's an art, just like you said, you know? You can never paint two of the same paintings.
Right.
That's just it.
You can try, but it won't be the same.
You can try, but you can never get the same stroke. Mm. On the paper.
Just like no two nuts will ever feel the same.
You know what? You're right. And if they ain't getting better and better. I mean, we all going to have our off days. I understand. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I be tired. I got a 10-month-old. I work and shit like that. Sometimes, you know, I don't be on my A game. But when I realize I'm not on my A game, I guarantee you that next time I fuck them, come on now. A's across the board. You have to.
It's like so much you have to do. But
it is.
Men, y'all must read my fucking blogs. Y'all need to listen to my show. Y'all need to get to know me and understand that I'm not playing with y'all motherfucking asses. If you don't want to be a slut or a smut, come back correctly.
Exactly. And y'all got me to deal with now. So if you're not fucking my girl right, I'm going to come to your house and slap you across the face with a dildo. How does that make you feel?
Shock, I don't make no promises. I said I'm shocked.
But he's like, oh, hell no. But you know what? But you know what? You're willing to take initiative.
You make promises,
you know?
You build expectations, shit doesn't always work out. And you say you try, people take it for what it is, and you enjoy it. Well, you don't.
I like this guy. I like that guy.
Man,
what are you laughing at?
So when I come to New York, I won't hurt his ass.
What do you say?
I'm built for that. Hurt me.
Nah, he a little humble. You better be careful, child, because it's them humble ones that'll fucking break your...
That's what I want.
It's them humble ones that'll snap your motherfucking back.
Girl, I'll tell you shit.
So please, if you come back on the radio and you be like, hey, everybody, it's Chuck. Your feelings is hurt because this nigga done handled you up.
this is the one thing people will know about me. If you handle me, I'm going to give you your props, because if you've ever been on my chalkmommy.social parody,
mm-hmm.
I did the top that literally was killing me. But I put that shit up there because I wanted people to show that I'm not untouchable, I'm not invincible, that, you know, it's good. And they was like, wow, that turned them on even more. It turned me on because, like, damn, nigga, you was big and thick like a fucking... soda bottle, like a fucking
tree. Hung like a horse.
Yeah. Well, I was taking it, but he was killing me.
Damn.
But I shared that with the world. You know what I mean? They needed to see that. People can be beat down. People can get beat down. I'm like,
and that's how I prefer it. Beat my shit down.
I take a
if I'm walking after. I
think
that's going to I need to invest in the hover round.
You know.
We done went 30 minutes over, y'all.
Well,
oops. Hey,
black people ain't never on time.
That's so late.
We always getting off late. Where is DJ Marv? I'm so upset. My feelings is hurt.
He's on there listening. He told me he want to lick my ass.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to hear that from his mouth.
He's on
don't touch that one.
He's on
she's on the
line. Oh, yeah, press that button right
don't
there.
Press that one, DJ.
Yeah, I'm
go, DJ.
I'm DJ Marco Hart.
Press the button.
I have him on. He's not saying anything.
Man, I would say that, Chuck, but I don't play second.
You don't play second?
No, I don't play second. If I don't know, then it ain't second.
You can get it
if
first.
I don't know. Oh, all right, then I'm with that.
Bring my nigga a chicken bucket.
It ain't
damn,
like
or whatever
first.
It was. What was it again?
I said, ain't nothing like
back.
Going first.
Close the lick, man.
I know you'll come on like.
I'm just saying. You know.
I mean, so this weekend,
you,
apparently
you
y'all
like
getting
like
shit cracking.
Too nice and light. Yeah.
Apparently.
You can have a lot of fun.
I mean, I need you to call me on three-way, Chalk. Me and I fucked your chick was waiting. You had us waiting by the phone.
Girl,
I fell asleep on the couch and dick.
Girl,
so
I fell asleep on the dick.
I was not. Because I'm thinking like, okay, now you listen to the radio show the whole time you're driving to come get me. So when we get there, what's the problem? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But listen, Chalk, so he was like, all right, babe, you know, I'm ready. I said, no, Chalk ain't called yet, nigga. Chill. Wait, hold on. Waiting. When's she supposed to be calling you? He ain't even got her yet. Just relax. Just chill, bitch. Have my man waiting.
I'm sorry.
He like, God damn it, Chalk. I thought your chick texted me, where is she? Look, bitch, if she called me, you would be on three-way. She's like, I'm tired. Me too, but you know what? I got to hear how my girl roll. I got to motivate her. Shit. I was trying to be a cheerleader. Go, Chalk. Never happened, nigga. Instead, I get a call on Memorial Day. Bitch, I'm never going back. What? Bitch, I'm too motherfucking through. What happened? I had my motherfucking yellow swimsuit looking good, and I was like, oh, shit.
Damn.
See, Chop, you should have came on the MB. You'd have been all right. The shit we did? Movies.
Oh, yes.
Thank you to all the seven women that showed us Northern niggas love. We love y'all.
Go to the movies and wear a skirt, girl, and sit on his lap and make everybody else watch you instead of the motherfucking screen.
You know
that's what I'm
I
talking about.
Yes, to do that.
That was so high school.
I know. I never did that.
But, you know. Yeah. We so bad, fool. Chalk, there you go, like, tainting my mind with this nasty, horrible, yeah, two can play that game, with this nasty, horrible stuff, all the sex and dick sucking, and who is this person I'm turning into?
Just be glad that you getting some. Oh, shit, 93-99. Oh, shit.
Nah, yeah, they catching up. I'm sitting here watching it in mute.
Oh, my God.
She said I'm sitting here watching it in mute.
Oh, I'm getting
some
gone because these motherfuckers is falling.
Yeah, I was hoping OKC can get past that, but I got this feeling that
girls
gonna make history. I think they're gonna make history this year, end up going undefeated in the playoffs.
No, I think I'm gonna make history by hanging up on your ass real quick.
Hell.
But I like OKC. I'm just good at couple of Bulls. You know they got put out in the first round and stuff.
When your team get put out first round, it's time for you to find a secondary team. That's just like when you fuck a bitch and her pussy stop being good. It's time for you to find a secondary hoe.
Okay.
So y'all know. I got second string, third string, fourth string, fifth string niggas all around the world.
Girl, I know.
I'm like Lil Wayne. No, excuse me, J Mills.
I'm about to start exchanging V cards with retards because I know they got some big dick
cards. Damn. You stupid. I'm not fooling with you.
No, no, no.
I think I'm retiring, y'all.
You gotta retire. You can't retire. It's too soon.
I know, right? Fucking with you. Fooling with you.
You know what? What's today? Tuesday?
Yes, the 29th.
Let me see. I haven't had no dick since Saturday. No, Sunday. But I have some Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 days. Let's see. Friday night, we got it in like 2 times. Saturday, I want to say about 8 or 9 times. And then Sunday, twice.
Damn. Is somebody, who is texting on the phone?
I think I did good. Did you have given it to me that much?
Huh?
MB?
What happened?
Did you have given it to me that many times in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, if it's good, you got it. I'll give it to you as much as you want.
Really?
As long as you get it back up, we going.
Yeah, but you're not finna be doing them two minutes changes. Switch it for 2 minutes, and then switch it up for 2 minutes, and then switch it up again for 2 minutes. Unless that was just because you was on a lunch break. Because I need longer stroke sessions.
No, I got you.
Okay,
I'll tell you, I'll try my best.
Everybody has heard that.
Yep.
And if you don't got me, my blog gonna have you.
All right, no worries. I'm not scared.
Oh, don't.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
You heard about that girl, Bethany Benz, breaking that dude's dick, right?
No.
Chill. Yo, oh, Mar, you don't have nothing to worry about.
I heard about that. Listen, I heard about
that. Yeah, I want to know what the fuck position was they doing.
But
you break my dick.
Is,
as long as I got a tongue, you're going to be all right.
How do you break a dick when it's not even a bone in there?
Yeah, it's flesh. No,
probably because he took some type of fucking non-healthy-ass enhancement that had his shit on stupid.
No, she snapped the vessel. That's what happened.
She snapped the what?
The blood vessel.
Oh! My
damn. Oh, she snapped a blood vessel.
Yeah.
Well, shit, that's all hickeys are.
So
what happened?
Remember that the erection is the blood. Is when she snapped it, she snapped the blood vessel.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh.
Because, I read, like, when all hickeys are is when you suck on somebody's neck, you're popping blood vessels. But
right.
I guess in your dick, you know, that probably is a lot different.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That sucks. That means she
get up over again.
That means she wasn't that horny because, like, the hornier a female is, the more her cervix is going to open up. You know what I'm saying? And if her shit just snapped his dick, that means, I mean, hell. Unless she was in the process of orgasming. Because, I mean, like, sometimes when I have an orgasm, like, my pussy will close up and spit his shit out. What's so funny? Why y'all always laughing at me? Dang.
You just so brutally honest.
Yeah, that happened to me, like, once.
Now you got to tell a story.
I don't know what to say, but...
I ain't telling no story, not today.
Bitch, you don't ever deny me. No, I'm just kidding. Bitch, you gonna tell me your motherfucking story.
Yeah. Man. We supposed to be watching this game.
All right,
yes.
I guess it's time to go ahead, Chaga, end the show because we over.
Okay, it's time for y'all to get the hell off of my show, go be too productive, and leave me the fuck alone. How about that?
Why do you always gotta end it like that?
Because
rude.
I'm rude.
What happened to thank you? What happened to thank you for tuning in?
That comes next. Thank you for coming and listening to Top of the Wave with me, Dahlia, live by Terrence. Hurt with his special performance. I fucked your chick. Thank you for your chick day play. I like all the listeners that listen.
The high flight attendant.
Yes. Mr. Coffee. I would like to say, everybody
comes sit here. That nigga was hired in the Pelican's butthole.
Again, I'd like to thank you guys for riding the Top of the Wave. We will be back Friday night, same chalk time, same chalk channel. Now go finish looking at the game, and hopefully my team will pull a victory or a miracle. But I doubt it. I was trying to get Crazy Bond on for Friday, but he hasn't hit me back yet. So, you know, I'm not one to ask a wash up or beg a wash up to come on my show.
So. No. Yes, but definitely hit me up with that information. Me and Warren D, for real. We really got some business to talk about. For real, for real.
All right, no problem.
I'm plugging your show for Monday.
It's West Coast gangster shit that a lot of people don't really know about. We got to talk about that. So.
I got you. Go ahead and plug in your show. Go ahead and plug in your show for the rest of the week.
First of all, I want to tell you all, thank you for allowing me to be on the show tonight. I am the Ruler T, and I'm on Live by Terrence. You can find us on Twitter, Live by Terrence, all one word. Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be having Warren G on the show. He will be on to discuss his career and his current projects that he has going on.
I'm in there like swimwear.
Yes, please make sure.
They heard me on this game.
Well, I am about to sign off. You guys have a good night. Thank you for tuning in and riding the Chocolate Wave. And we will be back again on Friday night.
All right, everybody. Bye.
You guys have a good
night.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
No.